This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. A pressure pot waiting to explode. That's how the Traveller Visibility Group has described the accommodation crisis facing travellers in Cork. The group say travellers' housing needs across Cork are not being met and in some cases are being ignored by local authorities, whom they accuse of being negligent in providing maintenance for existing sites. TVG says a national traveller accommodation agency needs to be established as the current model isn't working and is failing the traveller community. The group say it's been over 30 years since the last addition to traveller accommodation in Cork City, and halting sites are now so severely overcrowded that they pose a health risk to people living there. Speaking to Red FM News, Breda O'Donoghue of TVG says they're now issuing an urgent cry for help.
You can call it a cry for help, you can call it an urgent call. It's a pressure pot waiting to explode, you know. If this doesn't happen, and if it doesn't happen soon, I'd be very worried about what's going to happen to the community. This community has dealt with so much over the last 5 or 6 decades. I don't know how much more people can take, you know. We fare very poorly across every socio and economic state, you know. Our infant mortality rate is higher. We die younger. Our suicide rate is higher. We are overrepresented in the prison service. We're overrepresented in the homeless section. You know, something's got to give.
Residents at a housing estate in Killeens are staging a blockade at the estate today to highlight their concerns about the status of 44 homes currently under construction. The Liscarra Residents Committee say the homes have been purchased for social housing without residents being consulted. Jamie O'Hara has this report for Red FM News.
Plans to build over 100 homes at Liscarra were approved in 2004. However, the estate was never completed due to the economic downturn. In a statement to Red FM News, the Liscarra Residents Committee say they have learned that the homes being constructed will all be used for social housing. The statement goes on to say that residents are acutely aware that the country is in a housing crisis and say the refusal of the developer to engage with them has forced them to take action. In a statement to Red FM News, the City Council says the housing development was acquired by the council and did not require Part 8 planning approval, as planning permission was already granted. Part 8 planning approval includes the provision that public notice must be given and allows for submissions from the public regarding the plan. The council say the development will provide much needed social housing to meet their target of just over 3,900 homes up to 2026. Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News.
No-shows need to be tackled in order to properly address the backlog in NCT tests. That's the view of one transport consultant who says the current situation is a mess. Here in Cork, the backlog for an NCT has reached 6 months, with August being the earliest date motorists can book a test at either of the two Cork centres. NCT operator Applus will this afternoon tell the Oireachtas Transport Committee how 2,500 people a week fail to show up for tests. Conor Faulkner says they need to get tough on no-shows to address the testing backlog.
It's a bit of a mess, certainly, but as I say, the fix is to get on top of the backlog, and once they do that, they can wash through the other problems. How do they fix the backlog? Well, there's two ongoing problems. They're not new, but they're making a bad situation worse. One is no-shows, where people just don't show up for the test. Now, that costs a slot, and it's inherently wasteful, so that shouldn't happen. It happens too often.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Starting with football, and Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag has strongly criticised Reading's Andy Carroll, whose tackle on Christian Eriksen forced the club into the transfer market on deadline day. Austria international Marcel Sabitzer has joined on loan from Bayern Munich after the Denmark midfielder was ruled out until at least April. Carroll ended up getting sent off in Reading's FA Cup defeat, but not for the challenge in which Eriksen was injured. Ten Hag says it was reckless.
Football is to set limits, restrictions, that you protect the players. And this is a tackle, and the two tackles after, they don't belong on the football pitch because it's a highly risk to injure your colleague.
United, meanwhile, will look to book their place in the EFL Cup final this evening. The Red Devils hosting Nottingham Forest in their semi-final second leg at Old Trafford. United leading 3-0 from the first leg. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Tottenham say that their boss Antonio Conte is having surgery today to remove his gallbladder after experiencing abdominal pain recently. Spurs say that the Italian will return following a period of recuperation. They play Manchester City in the Premier League this coming Sunday. Celtic are in Scottish Premiership action tonight. The leaders hosting Livingston at 7:45. That's at Celtic Park. Second place Rangers go to Hearts at the same time. Locally, in the Munster Senior League Premier Division, Rockmount hosting Mahon Rangers at 8:15. A win for either side will see them go top of the table, while a draw will see both sides go level with current leaders Middleton. And in Gaelic games, in the Electric Ireland Fitzgibbon Cup, MTU Cork taking on SETU Waterford tonight at 7:15. Still have to book their place in the last eight. And that's the sport on Cork's Red FM.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.